No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope you had a great week so far this week. Hope everybody's enjoying June. Summer is here, my friends. All right, we got a great show. I'm going to shock you with this. It's a loaded show. It's always a loaded show. All right. Going to talk a lot about Thomas Fedoni. You could argue, outside of Dylan Raiola, he may be the player on this team that has the most expectations going into this season. Is that fair? Is it valid? Is it not? What is he capable of? What are some of the things he's had to say, Matt Rhule had to say about him? We're going to talk about that in this program today. Also, Vershawn Jackson is going to join me here. Shoot, about a couple of minutes. We're a little late getting started with the show, but he's going to join me here in a couple minutes. And then a real live astronaut, Clayton C. Anderson, who's also a big-time Husker fan, is going to be joining me at 12:30 as well. Now, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Bonzo Pool and Spa. Check them out at bonzopool.com. They can take care of all your swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna needs. All right, Rico will let me know officially when Vershawn is ready. All right, Thomas Fedoni, most everyone knows who he is. 6'6", 250 pounds, second on the team of receptions a year ago. As I'm sure you all know, top 10 in recruit coming out of the country in 2021. Number two that same year was Brock Bowers, just taken 13th overall in the NFL draft out of Georgia, went to the Raiders. All right, Fedoni was number 140, the 41st overall recruit in the entire country. All right, you know, had a couple of injuries, pretty tough. All right, devastating knee injuries, torn ACLs. Okay, missed the first couple of seasons, but played in all 12 games a season ago. Had 8 starts. Okay, Nate Berkshire is another guy in that tight end room to keep your eye on who's played well, started here. Carter Nelson, a highly touted freshman coming in. Okay, he's listed at 6'5", 225. And I find myself rooting for Carter even more just because he came from 8-man football, and that's what my dad played growing up in the mighty town of Giltner, Nebraska, about an hour outside of Lincoln. All right, now, Thomas, okay, Matt Rhule, after the spring, as we all know, A lot of people across the country, a lot of teams, a lot of coaches. They were trying to get Mr. Fedoni to leave and go to their programs. He's a huge target. He's an athletic guy. Okay, everybody was trying to recruit him away. Flat out tampering, because there are no rules in college football. And the rules that there are, we don't pay attention to, because it's the Wild West and we just do whatever the heck we want to do. The NCAA exists for some reason still, because you know nobody pays attention to it. They've basically been put over the power conferences and people in college football. They've basically taken the NCAA, put them over their knee and spanked them like a four-year-old in Kmart, because nobody gives a crap about the NCAA anymore. But for some reason, they still exist. Trust me, they have offices. You can actually go to them for some reason. Okay. But they're still around. All right. Now, when it comes to injuries, knee surgeries, things of that nature, okay, shoulder injuries, I've had all these, by the way, there's a difference between being cleared and feeling good. Like, you can be cleared after 6 months, depending on what the injury is, but you really don't feel decent until about a year. There's a difference between being cleared to play and actually feeling good and back to your normal self. So last year, the fact that he was able to play in every game, that he started 8 games, he was second on the team in receptions, and he got through the entire year healthy, especially after 2 major knee injuries like that. And every time I watch him with that brace on, braces are not fun, okay? There's a reason he had it on. We all know what it is. The priority was getting him through the season, keeping him healthy, things of that nature. Again, Rico, let me know whenever Vershawn is ready. I'll bring him on as soon as he's ready. But this season, after having played a full year, I guarantee his knee feels a lot better now than it did this time last year, even though he was cleared to go play for the season. I guarantee he has a lot more trust in that knee. That's just natural, normal. Okay, it takes a while to get that trust back. Now, I don't know if he's going to be wearing the brace again this fall. I guess we'll see. That's their call. But this is a kid that, I don't know, how do you not root for a guy like this? And you can tell he's so motivated. He's a leader in that locker room. Matt Rhule was talking about after one of the practices, he caught like 30 extra passes. Matt Rhule's like, that's a good job. And Fedoni's like, no, it ain't. Like, that ain't enough type deal. And you got to keep in mind, this is a kid who's been watching the Huskers since he could walk. Okay? From Council Bluffs, Iowa. And he's talked about how he's had arguments on the playground about who's better, Nebraska or Iowa. Nebraska's better. I just wish he'd have had more ammunition at the time. Okay? Because more W's gives you more ammunition. But the other thing that I thought was interesting was obviously Fedoni remained loyal. All these people trying to tamper and get him to go somewhere else. He grew up wearing the N. This is a guy who wants to play for Nebraska, a guy who wants to be here, a guy who's motivated, a guy who wants to work hard. It's almost like he can't get enough. Okay, of trying to get back, trying to prove something. This is a guy that comes across to me like he's trying to prove something. Okay. And I've said in the past, I didn't come to Nebraska with a chip on my shoulder. I came with a whole forest on my shoulder. He strikes me as a guy who's got like a whole forest on his shoulder. Okay. And it's motivating him. Here's the other thing I love when you watch him. He's like, you want tight ends who are pass catchers first just to be willing blockers. He is more than a willing blocker. He is a physical blocker who goes to and through the whistle. Okay, so he's a big target, 6'6", 250. Talk about a young, true freshman quarterback's best friend. And sometimes when you've got pass-catching tight ends, they're a liability in the run game. They flat out are a liability in the run game. When I was at St. Louis, my rookie year, we had a tight end from USC, Dominique Bird. Insanely talented, insanely athletic. I watched him at USC basically single-handedly beat Oregon State up in Corvallis in the fog when the entire USC team was struggling. That was like Lionheart, Bush, all those days. But we had in our defensive line room at the Rams, we had the Bird Rhule because he was an awful blocker and he was not a willing blocker. If you got blocked by Bird, you had extra running after practice. Never in any other defensive line room in my entire life at any level had we ever had any sort of rule like that. I'm not trying to bury Bird. He knew it. We would laugh about it. which is part of the problem. Good dude. Love him. But we literally had the bird rule. You better not get blocked by this guy. Catch footballs for days. Run routes for days. Make you miss after the catch for days. Didn't want to block at all. Great player. Great dude. Thomas Fedoni is more than a willing blocker. He brings a physical mentality to blocking. I'm curious to see what his progression is going to be. How much better does the knee feel? The big goal last year was getting him out on the field, seeing what he can do, staying healthy. He's proven he can do that now. You know, part of me is curious. Is there a knee brace or not? You know, there was a point in time where, as a D-line, we were told to wear knee braces. I hated it. Oh, my God, did I hate it. Coach Blake, our D-line coach, actually laughed one day. I didn't even say anything, though. I didn't say anything. I was a young guy. I didn't earn the right to say anything. But I guess the look on my face was so disgusted by these stinking knee braces. He laughed and goes, all right, character, we'll get rid of them. And I remember being surprised because I hadn't said a word. But knee braces can be challenging. But I am told that Vershawn Jackson is ready to chat it up with yours truly. Now, this, if you don't know, you've lived under a rock. This is a three-time national champion, former team captain, all Big 12 performer in 1996, host of The Captain from 10 to noon every day here on The Ticket with Terrell Farley and my man Jake, right here on 93.7 The Ticket, 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. V-Jack, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Dude, I am glorious. Thomas Fedoni. All right, dude, he's healthy. He's ready to roll. He's motivated. He's fired up. He stayed at Nebraska. He's always wanted to play here. He's got something to prove. What are your thoughts on him going into this fall?
I think Thomas Fedoni is one of the most important pieces to this offense because of his range. He's tall. Obviously, we saw in spring that when he gets the ball after the catch, he's not looking to run out of bounds. He's looking to score and make some things happen. So I think, and I've always said this can be the second coming to Gronkowski because of his size, his speed, his mentals. He became a better blocker in the offseason. If we can get him going early, I think it'll stretch the football field further than we can even imagine, and I think it'd be great for ours.
How much better, because you've dealt with injuries, and if it's a major injury, year two, you always feel way better than year one right after you got cleared. I just said there's a difference between being cleared and feeling good. How much better do you think he's going to feel going into this second year, having played this past entire year and season, off season, et cetera, being healthy? How much better do you think he'll be just from a performance, explosive, and how he feels standpoint?
I think you got to give him 50% better because – one, he's got another season of off-season training, right? He's got another season to get his body in the best shape possible to take that 230-pound frame and take it to 245. And now he's a force to be reckoned with. So I think I'm going to give him 50%. I think you'll see a 50% increase in production out of Fedoni. And I think the guy, we look for him now. With the receivers that we got on the outside, it's going to be hard-pressed to take Fedoni out the game.
So talk to me about blocking, because I remember it's been a year since I interviewed you, but I remember that conversation really, really well, and you emphasized blocking in that particular interview about this time a year ago. Talk to me about his progression as a blocker, his willingness mentally to be an aggressive blocker.
I think he's always been willing to be an aggressive blocker. It's what do you do when you aggressively get there and you are facing Adam Carricker? Now what? Okay, another aggressive monster. Now how does he handle you? Right? How does he say, okay, am I going to chop? Well, you can't chop anymore, so he's got to stay up. So the Fedoni from last year would run into an Adam Carricker and get destroyed. Right? He'll throw his nose in there, but he'd probably get blown back 5-6 yards. Right? So this Fedoni, he's got knee bend, he is throwing his arms, and he will stick his face mask in there. And so, and I think that's because of how strong he's become in the weight room. I don't want to tell you, and the older you get, the more confident you get. Mm-hmm. And so I think his confidence is up. When his weight is up, he's stronger than ever. And I like what I saw. I thought that he blocked better than he ever did. I thought his pad level was lower. Because he's such a tall guy, the you, you pad level and leverage is key for him. You know, if he's going against an Adam Carriker who's the same size as him, it's still key, but not as key. If he's going against a 6'3 DN and he's 6'5 and he don't bend his knee and bend at the waist, he's going to get blown back into the ball carrier. He's going to get blown back into the quarterback.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's a great point right there. Knee bend is huge as far as a bigger, taller person being able to play like a shorter, more compact person, which helps you in the blocking game. But yet he's still 6'6". So talk to me about a big, athletic tight end and how he can be a true freshman quarterback's potential best friend on the field.
They get you out of trouble. You know, when you got hot routes or you've got your tight end that's been told if they blitz to sit over the top of the middle linebacker wherever they blitz from, when you got that type of a level of tight end that understands how to sit down, that understands how to sit in holes, for a freshman quarterback to have a guy that will go up and get the ball, he's already a big target. But when you know you got an outlet like a 6'6 guy, I think, you know, for the doctor and the rest of those quarterbacks, I think they got to be licking their chops saying, you know, if we have to get back to our third guy, if Fedoni's not the first guy, it's an easy get back to.
You know, I'm excited because we got big targets all over the field. You look at Jamal Banks, you look at Isaiah Nayor, they're like 6'5", 6'4", and then you got Fedoni, 6'6", Borkashur, 6'5", 6'6". We got Carter Nelson. Talk to me about this guy. I know he's a true freshman, but he's very talented, absurdly athletic. 6'5", 225 in his own right. What can we expect? And I know he wasn't here this spring, so it's a bit of a guessing game. He's a true freshman, so it makes it more of a guessing game. But let's, you know, speculate a little bit here. What do you think Carter Nelson could potentially do this fall for the Huskers?
Even though I love Carter Nelson's athletic ability is unmatched, I think he is the most athletic player in this recruiting class. You know, seeing him do the 360 dunks and the come fly with me dunks and all the stuff that he does as far as high jumping and track basketball, everything that he does, he's everything to the football team. I don't think you throw him into the fire early. I get it, right? Unless he can come in and be on the same level, I think, as Nate Boykicher, I think you redshirt him. And you get him ready to be a phenom with the second coming of Gronkowski and the big guy that we got coming. I mean, that's basically there. And when I say coming, that's going to be 50% better than what he was in Fedoni than he was last year. And I think you've got probably, if you develop him, you will have the two best tight ends in the country when you look at tandems.
Essentially, what you're saying is if he's ready, play him. If not, there's no need to rush him because we got Fedoni. We got Bork. There's no need to rush him.
I agree with that 100%. You can't, because what you can do is you can hurt him. I think Scott Frost, I don't want to call him the king at playing guys early. And if they get gun shy, you know, as anything. You know what I mean? You get a rookie out there and he gets hit, he might not ever recover from that hit. He might not ever shake it off, Rock. He might always play jitterbuggish for the entire game. So See what he does when he comes in. If he can help you on special teams, I think you now you have to give him a look. If he can come in, run down on kickoffs, be on kickoff return, punt return, now you have to take him serious and say, we might need to go into this season with four tight ends instead of three.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, I want to talk about your playing days just a smidge. Three-time national champion. All right, team captain. Do you have any particular memories that kind of stick out to you that maybe people haven't heard of that you'd be comfortable sharing with the fine folks at home? Something that just kind of sticks out that isn't that well known?
I think for me, it's my freshman year. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that we got robbed that year and the dejection that everybody felt, and how the entire season we left the score on the scoreboard and we pushed each other. Mm-hmm. It was unfinished business. And that didn't come from the coaches. Unfinished business came from the players. And we knew, we took the solace. We didn't need Coach Osborne, Coach McBride, or any of the other coaches to make us go and practice at 3 o'clock in Memorial Stadium on the carpet when it's hot, that make us go and run the steps. That wasn't a requirement to go run the steps in the summer. It wasn't a requirement. It was mm-hmm. something that we did as a team because we knew if we did that, we were going to get better as a team and we would push each other to be the best that we can be.
So you're freshman, you're talking about the Florida State Orange Bowl.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, because they were such a talented team, and obviously Bobby Bowden, a great coach. It still shocks me to this day. That was his first national championship as long as he'd been there and he'd built up a freaking monster. I think he ended up with two. 99, I think, was his second one. They beat Vatek and Mike Vick in the Sugar Bowl. But I think I've asked one other person this, okay? But I'm curious from your perspective, because you guys were, 16, 17-point underdogs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You guys outplayed them that game. You were the better team that game. Obviously, the calls, et cetera, didn't go your way. Why were you able to outplay a team that was such a gigantic favorite over you guys? And I felt like you guys were absolutely the better team that night. How were you able to – and I know it led to the next season and unfinished business, which was huge. But how were you guys able to play so well on that particular night?
We kept practicing. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you play that last game against Oklahoma, we had a big win against Oklahoma that year. We don't play again for almost a month and a half, right? Mm-hmm. So most people go home. No, back then, if you went home for like a day or two. And then everybody came back, and it was business and practice as usual. And I think the reason that we made it look a lot easier and we should have won the game was because we practiced that way. We practiced at a high level. And I think that they underestimated us because just like in the case of Florida, they didn't start practicing until 2 weeks before the game.
Mm-hmm.
We kept right on rolling, baby. And so I think we were in shape. I think when we went down 3 weeks before to get used to the humidity in Miami, I think that was huge. So, all those different factors. And I think Coach Osborne, having the wherewithal to go with speed at linebacker, mm-hmm. right? Even then, when you're talking Ed Stewart, you're talking Troy Dumas, those mm-hmm. were safeties. Playing linebacker. You know, you're talking Tony Veland going from quarterback. Coach Osborne's ability to place players in the position. Oh, you used to be a pawn, but now we're going to make you a rook. Oh, mm-hmm. you used to a rook, but now we're going to make you a bishop because you do better jumping diagonally than Vershawn does. But Vershawn does a great job being a horse. That joker can run an ale drill.
I love that, dude. That's one of the best metaphors I've heard in a long time. That is awesome. I'm totally going to steal that, by the way.
Go find. Hey, you already stole the fastest hour in radio, so it's all good.
Hold on. Okay. Okay. Serious question. So I started saying that when I first started doing the show here on the tickets. Uh-huh. What was that? Two Aprils ago? So I had not, a little over a year ago, 15 months ago,
Gotcha.
I had not heard you say the two fastest hours in radio
fastest
when
two
I
hours
started saying that. So I had said it for a few months, and then I started watching other shows on the ticket more and more.
Sure.
And I heard you say the two fastest hours, and I was like, he stole that from me. So did you say it first or did I? Was I wrong? Did you say it first?
I don't know. We might have to go pull the receipts.
I honestly don't know, but I thought you stole it from me.
No, okay, we've been saying the fastest 2 hours in radio probably since the old situation. But neither here nor there. It's always good when Adam Carriker, who, you know, you got your start as far as my show and 93.7 The Ticket on my show, and it was beautiful, you know, having you on every Monday. So I'm not mad at all for having the fastest 1 hour and the fastest 2 hour back to back. So you got the fastest 3 hours in radio.
There you go. I like it.
From 10 to 1.
I like it. Dude, I thought you stole it from me. It sounds like I took it from you and I didn't realize it. So now, the fastest 3 hours. We can go with that.
We took it from each other.
There you go. There you go. All right, last question. And this actually came up with my conversation from Jay Foreman last week. So, you know, this is a Rob Zadiskus question. 94, 95, Nebraska, if they could, you know, play this mythical game, who would win? And Foreman was like, nobody ever talks about 94, 97. And so for you, who do you think would win, 1994 Nebraska or 97 Nebraska if they could play?
Man, that's a great question. Here's the deal. That's tough, right?
Yep, it is.
I really want to be biased and say that 97 would win, right?
That's what Jay said.
No, we would not. We will get killed.
Oh, no?
I think it'll be a great game. I don't know. I gotta need more time to think about that because I'd have to think matchups at this point. You got a second year Lawrence Phillips. You got a third year Tommy Frazier. Okay. You got a defense that returns everything. You have the pipeline. You have Corey Schlesinger at fullback. I love our defense, right? 97, I love the defense. I think, you know, that was one of the better defenses, right? But I don't think we stopped 94. I just don't think we stopped 94. I think we'll put up a great matchup. I think it'll be tough for them to stop us as well. But I think ultimately they got a little bit more dogs than we did at the time.
Dude, that would have been such a fun matchup either way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 10 to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday on The Ticket, the fastest 3 hours in radio. The captain from 10 to noon, Adam Carriker and Steve Taylor on Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
No problem. Listen, Carriker's always good to be with the fastest 1 hour guy in the country. Thanks, Adam.
I appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a real live astronaut and Husker fan. All right, we'll be back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.